So let's review. Amar Rava, Harein ki ben Azay b'shugar Tveria. Rava said that he is ready to handle all questions like ben Azay used to do in Tveria. Somebody asked Rava, how many apples are needed to make an Erev? Rava responded that apples cannot be used at all. But the Gemara proves from a Mishnah which says that any food that has Tumas Oichlin can also be used for an Erev, that apples can be used for an Erev. Amar Rav Nachman, Tapuchim b'kav. Rav Nachman holds that a kav of apples is necessary for an Erev. Even though only 5 peaches would be necessary, peaches are a more chashuv food, so one would only eat 5 of them within 2 meals, but a kav of apples would be needed for 2 meals. We have a braisa and a mishnah that each give shiurim of different foods that can be given to an ani as meiser ani. Rav Menashe bar Shaguvli said, in the name of Rav, that the same shiurim mentioned in the braisa are the amounts necessary to make an erev. Rav Yosef, however, taught that Rav made this connection to the shiur for an erev on the Mishnah, since the Mishnah mentions the need for a chatzi lug of wine, and that is the amount of wine Rav requires for an Erev. Since it is a big chiddush to require so much wine, and not just a revias halug like we usually need for other halachas, Rav Yosef was interested in highlighting this opinion by connecting Rav to the Mishnah. When a later brisa only requires enough wine to dip bread into it, and not a chatzi lug, it is speaking about cooked wine which is only used as a dip. Amamar. The Gemara goes back to clarify 3 statements made in brisas. When we said that all the foods combined to equal the 2 meals worth for an Erev, it does not mean that you need a full meal's worth from each type of food. Rather, as long as all the foods together add up to 2 meals worth, it is valid. There is a machlokes whether we need enough vinegar to dip 2 full meals worth of vegetables, or enough to dip the amount of vegetables normally eaten as side dishes in 2 meals, which would obviously be a smaller amount. The braisa allows using onions for an Erev. But the small leaves of an onion that are less than the size of a zeres can kill a person and therefore cannot be used as an erev. Amar b'zeir, amar shmul, sheikh amar avim bay, we can use beer for an erev. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions the 3 lug of beer that fell into a mikveh would be treated like mayim sh'uvim and make the mikveh pasul. Uva kama ma'arvin, Rav Yosef says that we would need 2 quarters of a kav or 2 lug of beer for an erev. We arrive at this number because when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, the amount of beer would be chayav for carrying is a quarter of a kav, which is 4 times the amount of wine one would be chayav for carrying. We can assume that the 41 ratio of beer to wine holds true for the halachas of making an erev as well. Since we learned that half of a lug of wine is needed for an erev, we can assume that 2 lug of beer would be needed. V'lohi, the Gemara says that this equation does not work. Since when it comes to carrying, the reason we need 4 times as much beer as wine is that we need something chashuv. When it comes to an Erev, we do not need something that is objectively chashuv, just what people would normally eat, which is less than the 2 lug of beer. Tamarim b'kama. Rav Yosef says that you need a kav of dates to make an Erev. He explains that since the Braisa says that somebody who eats a kohen's truma figs and repaid the same amount of dates, tavilav bracha, he should be blessed, implying that dates are more valuable than figs. If the Mishnah says a kav of dried figs is enough for an Erev, certainly a kav of dates will be enough. Abai rejects the proof, because the braisa may just be saying that if a person paid back in dates the value and not the volume of the figs he ate, he should be blessed. The reason for the bracha is not because dates are more valuable than figs, rather because they are harder to find and therefore sell faster, which benefits the kohen. The Gemara mentions the amounts of other foods necessary for an Erev, and Abai shares some advice from his adopted mother, Amr Liam, on how to treat certain illnesses. Amr Behuda Mishmul, Kol Shu Liftan Kidei Lechabai. Anything that is eaten as part of a meal together with bread, you would only need the amount of that food which would be eaten in a meal with bread. Anything that is eaten on its own without bread, we would need the amount of it that would make up 2 full meals. When it comes to roasted meat, Rambam says you only need as much of it as you would eat with 2 meals, but Rabbi Yosef holds we need 2 full meals worth of the meat alone, since Persians eat roasted meat without bread. Abai rejects Rabbi Yosef's opinion because Uparsoi havaruba de alma. We should not determine the halacha for everybody based on the behavior of a small group of people, just like we do not determine the size of clothing that can become tamei based on a single group of people. We cannot say that Rav Yosef just wanted to be machmer, to not allow the smaller amount of meat, since we find by Erevin that we are lenient to allow smaller quantities of food to be used for the Erev of sick and elderly people.